Back in this country, more questions about the outing of CIA spy Valerie Plame. Was she truly undercover? She had a desk job at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, when her name was made public 2 years ago. She drove to work openly from her home. If she wasn't covert, then there was no crime in revealing her identity. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been talking with former CIA covert officers and finds this consensus: Valerie Plame was undercover, and her unmasking may have caused real damage to national security.
At any given time, several thousand CIA employees are undercover. Many stay that way long after they retire, up to the day they die. Bob Baer spent 21 years as a covert operative in the Middle East. He and the other former spies who agreed to talk for this story have since had their cover lifted. But to this day, Baer won't discuss certain assignments or what his cover was during his 2 decades overseas.
You're not supposed to tell anybody anything. I'd certainly never told my family where I worked. They can't keep their mouth shut. But aside from that, you're not supposed to. And you get polygraphed.
Baer was among the great majority of CIA spies who work under what's known as official cover. They work out of U.S. embassies abroad, and they have diplomatic immunity if they get caught. Others serve as NOX, that's non-official cover, a riskier assignment. NOX pose as employees of phony front companies, or sometimes as employees of real Fortune 500 companies. Valerie Plame worked as a NOC during her career. Her cover was a shell company in Boston called Brewster Jennings. But for some time, Plame had been based at Langley. Under the 1982 Intelligence Identities Protection Act, the statute administration officials are accused of violating, a covert agent is defined as someone serving outside the U.S., or who has served outside the U.S. during the past 5 years. Thus, the contention that Plame doesn't count.
I think that is a grave misunderstanding of what cover is.
Melissa Boyle Maley is a friend of Plame's. She spent 14 years undercover herself. Maley argues that where Plame was based is irrelevant, that the CIA frequently rotates spies back and forth between Washington desk jobs and the field. What's more, the 1982 law doesn't stipulate you have to be based overseas. As an expert on weapons proliferation, Valerie Plame traveled regularly. Lindsay Moran, a CIA covert officer from 98 to 2003, says plenty of her former colleagues worked under deep cover, running foreign agents while sitting at CIA headquarters.
And many of these officers are sent on temporary tours of duty overseas, you know, for 30 or 60 or 90 days at a time. And they still are taking as great a risk as someone who's overseas for 2 or 3 years at a time.
Moran argues that the leak of Plame's name constitutes a terrible breach of national security. She says the fallout extends from the possibility that people with whom Plame associated overseas were put in danger to the lasting impact on CIA morale.
Your job is made 10 times more difficult if you have that fear of being exposed by your own countrymen. And I think it sets a very dangerous precedent in terms of the confidence with which CIA officers can operate.
Melissa Boyle Maley agrees and laments that the damage to intelligence efforts has gotten lost amidst all the political to and fro over the Plame case. Maley says both the leakers and journalists should be held responsible.
If there was no crime committed here, there should have been. I mean, our laws need to be written in a way so that it is not lawful for the name of a serving officer, undercover officer, to be printed on an American newspaper by an American journalist. That should be a crime.
This week, 11 other former intelligence officers wrote an open letter to Congress saying the disclosure of Valerie Plame's name poses a threat to U.S. intelligence gathering and calling the episode a shameful event in American history. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.